Well, hello, folks. It's Ben Greenfield. And if you hear birds and wild roosters and waves in the background, it's because I am recording this introduction for you straight from Kauai, Hawaii, where I just finished up a breathwork course with Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese and Kelly Starrett. I'd recommend you look into these courses. It's called an XPT course. It's a fantastic experience. They brought me down here to help people out a little bit with nutrition and recovery and sleep. And now I am off to Panama to teach at a hot yoga retreat / digital detox called Runga for the next bit. And then I'll arrive back home for Christmas with a nice tan. Neener. Anyways, this podcast is actually a pretty cool one. It's with my friend Ian Clark, who is always chock full of information about new things I've never heard of before. And he definitely does not disappoint on today's show. In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show.
And these people on the table were having such interesting lifetime responses, from joy to sorrow to angry to whatever. And they were running it in there until the person actually was not able to totally control how they felt at all.
They said the mechanism is very simple. You consume that, your body's a chemical factory. It makes all these chemicals from that raw material. One of the biggest ones it makes is glucuronic acid in your liver. That goes out, goes after fungus, goes after heavy metals, goes after infections. And it allows your body to use that as raw material to produce the chemicals.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and I have back on the show with me today one of the most interesting men who I have ever met in my whole life. His name is Ian Clark. The last podcast that I did with Ian was called The Mold Cancer Link, Resetting Your Nervous System, Dry Fasting, Nanonutrients, and More. We got inundated with comments on that particular episode because Ian and I dived into everything from marine phytoplankton to the genetic illness that nearly killed him back in 2004 and led to his journey of interest in natural healing. We talked in that episode about how you can equip your body to deal with things like mold and fungus and the surprising link between mold and fungus and cancer, how Ian kind of created his own micro-universe around him to heal his body, the smart drugs that he uses, different forms of fasting that he uses, his special exercise machines, what he sprays his entire abdomen with prior to bed each night. So I will put a link to that previous podcast episode, which is a great one. If you just go to the show notes for this episode, and the show notes for this episode are at bengreenfieldfitness.com/IanClark2. And Ian's name is spelled I-A-N Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Ian Clark, the number 2, is where you can access the show notes for this podcast. So he basically travels around the world hunting down crazy biohacks and fringe pieces of health and performance optimizing gear and premium nutrients and superfoods, and then he turns them into actual recommendations over on his website called Activation Products, and I'll link to that too over in the show notes. Anyways, though, I was recently hanging out with Ian at an event called the Consumer Health Summit, and there were a whole bunch of new things that he was up to, things that I wasn't aware he was doing on our previous show, but that I really want to dive into today, from crazy electronic vests that he is now wearing to these things called Marma Points and energy medicine, to this wild, crazy powder he was breaking out of the dinner table that everybody was trying, and a whole lot more. So, Ian, Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back, Ben. It's been a while.
Yeah, it is. And I always enjoy our conversations, dude. And by the way, I didn't mention to folks, you've actually been on the show twice. We did a show on a marine phytoplankton way back in the day. Some of the most potent superfoods known to man, this phytoplankton stuff that you harvest from deep in the sea. So I'll link to that one in the show notes as well. But you seem to have taken a pretty deep dive into this whole concept of energy medicine, man. So fill me in on that. What's going on with what you're doing with energy medicine, and why is that such an interest of yours now?
Right. Yeah. Well, the energy medicine sector is not our core business, but it did come into on the radar screen back in 2007, end of 2007, early 2008. They call themselves Swiss Bionics. At the time, it was MediConsult. And they claimed that they were the only company in the world who had the number one, the best of the best. And of course, I guess every company tries to claim that. So I took quite an interest because I noticed a difference in my overall body energy and the way I felt. I didn't see a whole profound change when I first started using it, but I had an injury from a fall where I damaged my hip and my left palm, like, you know, the outside of the palm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hit so hard and I slipped on the ice and I was carrying stuff and I crashed down. I literally split my palm open, really bruised my hip. I thought I'd broken something. I hit so hard. And anyway, I was using this machine, a probe from that machine, to help try to hope that it would help. But it was doing nothing. I was actually going to a seminar on that device that evening. And I sat there and listened in absolute pain. And I was white as a sheet.
And what machine was this?
This is a pulsed electromagnetic frequency device.
So PEMF.
Yeah, PEMF. Gotcha. And that was just when it was starting to come to North America in any kind of a conscious way. So this guy named Wolfgang was introducing his company. And then as time went on, I noticed this had profound results on injury remediation, repair, super speed. And that woke me up to the, wow, this thing is actually real. This is not just something you can't hear and you can't feel this not working. It's totally working at a level that was shocking. So then I did put my energy into introducing it to many people in California, because I was cruising around there with my phytoplankton at that time. And a lot of interest came up. A lot of people bought units from that company. And then some very weird stuff happened on the business level with the leadership, where they just were, exploiting the people who were helping them. It was just strange. And I thought, you know what? I don't need the noise, and I'm just going to kind of move on. But I kept a really great interest. And one of the things that did happen during that time, I met a gentleman named Bob Connolly. He's in Toronto. Okay. And I met him at one of these events. And he was there actually just filming. He didn't have an interest in the tech. But he had an interest in talking with me because I was quite interested in his company called PDF Pictures. And I found out that he was a documentary guy, and he had gone all over the world for 20 years doing a travel TV show with his wife. And he had seen so much in the world. And he was just one of these super fascinating guys. He would be a really cool guy for you to interview, actually. What's his name again? Bob Connolly.
Okay. Is that spelled like Connolly?
Olly.
Okay. Gotcha. I'll find him.
His real name, Robert Connolly.
Okay.
So he goes by Bob. Anyway, he's a super cool guy, and he's now in his, I think he's maybe 62, 63 years old.
And did you say he's a filmmaker?
Yes. Yeah. He was into film he was into TV and film. He was also originally a rock star when he was a young guy, literally went down to L.A. with the long hair, the whole nine yards, and ended up getting turned off from he felt it was sort of a snake pit, so he got turned off by that. And he went back to Toronto and started bringing all these big bands in there for concerts, and he got involved in that side of it. Then he found out about his interest in international things, and country after country kept inviting him to come and film all the cool stuff that would attract tourists about the uniqueness of each country. So yeah, really, really amazing. Anyway, he was just really getting deeply into the harmful effects of EMF and RF on the human system. You know, the Wi-Fi in schools, the
right.
Cell phones against our heads, you know, all that stuff that everybody's very familiar with now. And then the PEMF coming in was actually using the same type of technology like Earl Raymond Rife with his RF to heal the body. So you could actually flip it around and use extremely helpful frequencies and apply them to the human system, which would not only purge the bad ones, but also support the body's ability to heal itself. In other words, removing the confusion and the inflammation and the blockages in the system that allowed the body to regenerate much quicker and repair itself, whereas otherwise it may not be able to. And you know very well, if you have an injury that you're not repairing well, it can turn into a greater problem and something that otherwise would not happen.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, what he ended up doing was really getting excited about it. And he bought a couple of units. He bought the MRS-2000 at the time. And then I found out about a company called QRS. Then my eyes opened up to the world out there that there was actually a lot more companies doing this. This was not the only one. So then he was like, wow, this is really cool. Then he met Magda Havas. Magda Havas became a mutual friend. I had met Magda about a year before Bob met her. And Magda is a unique individual who is one of the only professors in the world tenured to educate people about the harmful effects of EMF and EMF and RF at Trent University. And she's a PhD. She's fully certified, very cool person, and just loves people, dedicated her life to that. She has some money to work with as well. She had saved up a lot of money in her life. And she told Bob, tell you what, if you're willing to go and do it like you did with the travel TV thing and hit these countries that have all these top-level PEMF devices and RF and color healing and sound healing and just open yourself up to the whole thing and go and do a documentary on it, interview these companies. Don't go in with a bias. Don't go with an agenda to promote something or buy something, right? Just go in and find who the best ones are. Who is at the top of the category? And just stay open. He goes, sure. He says, you pay the expenses. I'll dedicate my time. And he did. He spent 8 years doing that.
Wow.
During that time, it was so cool, right? And he got really deeply into Tesla more than he was. So he loves Nikola Tesla and knows that Nikola Tesla's technology ties into all of these things because he was pretty much the pioneer of using energy medicine. That was a big part of Nikola. So when Bob found that out, he got even more excited. And he ended up about, it would be a little more than 3 years ago now, because when I spoke to you last time, it was 3 years ago. So about 3.5 years ago, Bob called me when he got home to Toronto after one of his trips, and he had gone to Italy. And he said, you know, I ran into this company over there that I have this feeling that they are the number one in the space. Now, he said, I can't guarantee that, but boy, I'll tell you, there's something about this place that's way different than any of the other companies. He said, the worst thing is that no one knows who they are. It's only a local Italian company. The guy who owns the company lives an amazing life up in the northern part of Italy in the mountains. He has no interest in fighting with the FDA or Health Canada, so he's not going to allow any of his product to be sold into U.S. or Canada. That was back then. Now that's changed, but that's a whole another part of it. And he is, because the equipment is so effective, is being used in palliative care wings of hospitals, they have an entire medical clinic dedicated to totally reversing MS over there that's actually funded by the Italian government for people who go there.
Wow.
And they use this machine. It's not the machine that heals. Of course, the body repairs itself. But when you feed the body certain nutrients and then you lay on this equipment and go into the field of these pulse electromagnetic frequencies, your body does rapid repair. And they were having outstanding results with MS and autism also.
And are these machines like pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, like just a basic PEMF machine, or is this like a different frequency we're talking about?
No, this is super sophisticated stuff. Okay. These are like, because there's lots of equipment out there you just lay in and it does the, you know, sort of a sequence of different things that company has put into the profile. So the guy who owns this company, Valerio, is one of these really great characters who sees the sky is no longer the limit. He can go as far and as vast as he could ever imagine into the depth of what actually works. So he was looking at all of the different equipment in the industry at that time. This goes back 25 years. We were way before anybody in North America had even heard of this stuff, hardly at all. And he met a guy right at that time named Abraham Leiboff. And I mentioned his name to you at CHS.
Yeah, you did. Abraham Leiboff.
Liboff, L-I-B-O-F-F.
Okay.
And he lives in Florida, actually. He's an American citizen and has made a discovery way before he met Valerio of the exact frequency where your cell membrane opens up for magnesium or selenium or calcium or, you know, all of these different elements in the periodic element table that your body utilizes, that is often very difficult as you age to get to be assimilated. And when you lay in this magnetic field, this pulse electromagnetic field with those frequencies embedded in the profile, you get a far greater result when you're in the field than you would otherwise. And Valerio was the only one who had this commercially available product with those in there. Nobody else cared about it.
And this was the guy in Italy?
This is the guy in Italy.
Okay.
So when Bob saw this, and then he saw this guy had also dialed in a medical device that was affordable, that you laid on a mat and it pulsed questions through your body for 16 minutes, 2.8 million questions. Yeah, like frequency questions. In other words, it's questioning your cellular makeup to what works, what doesn't work for you, what you need, what you don't need.
Okay.
And your body responds through electrodes in the back of back of your right hand and your wrist and the top of your right foot and your ankle. And that is speaking back to the computer the whole time each question is asked you, is monitoring what your body response is. And then it creates...
Is that kind of like muscle testing, except with electricity?
Yeah, it would be kind of like that. Way beyond muscle testing, because this is actually tapping into your nervous system, your circulation, your whole aura of your body is tapping. And it's not woo-woo, because this is all very, very specific based on science that this guy spent all these years developing. And the reason he did that, because even though you could lay on his machine and not have a customized profile for you and get a huge benefit, you get a whole different dimension of benefit when you lay on it and get these, that like a unique profile created for you. And that will last up to 3 months, depending on how many times you're on the machine getting treated after that in between sessions. So in between diagnosis, you're going to have a certain number of sessions. If you buy a machine, you do it every day. If you don't, you go in maybe once every 3 days or once a week. And then every 3 months or even every 2 weeks, if you're using it all the time, you can do an upgrade. So then your body has changed. It's going to answer the questions differently because you're at a different level. And it just keeps going up and up and up from there. So this is for everyone and anyone from any age that has totally great health, who wants to become healthier, who is a high performance person, who wants to be more high performance, or a person who has significant compromising diseases. Anyone at all in any condition is going to benefit greatly.
And this is something that you just lay on.
You lay on, and it also has a probe that works simultaneous with it that takes the entire full body mat and concentrates it into a tiny little quarter inch circle that you point anywhere in your body. You can get the full hit of that right on that point of your body.
That sounds interesting. You know, I have a device like this. I don't know if I told you about this, but the guy that actually created this device, he was at that conference with us, Harry Massey. I don't know if you talked with him much, but he's got this thing called a Nest scanner. And you place your hand on this scanner like once a month or whenever you want to scan your body, and it identifies areas where there are blockages in energy flow, right? Like in your meridians or in your chakras. And then there's this, it's like a $2,500, $3,000-ish kind of like, I have one here. It's a PEMF device that combines PEMF, this pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, with TENS, the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. And you can hit these different areas where you have blockages in energy flow, very similar to like acupuncture, except you're doing it with like an electrical device. And you relieve those blockages, or you relieve those areas where there are blocks in energy flow. And I know they're using frequencies as well from that. I think they're using frequencies based on research that's been done in Russia on the way that different electrical frequencies will interact with cells in certain organs of the body. So depending on which organ that you're holding the thing over, it's emitting a different frequency. What you're describing sounds kind of similar to this.
Right. It's in a slightly different category. It is in the same world of energy medicine. So I met Harry a few times through masterminds, and then I really connected with him and his technology about maybe four or five months ago. And when I saw what he was doing, and I'm really glad you brought him up, because the fact that you know him and we travel in the same circles, I can tell you right now that in that category of infoceuticals and the Nest technology, Harry lives at the very top of the world in that category. Just like Valerio with Abraham Leiboff frequencies and this diagnostic thing is in a different segment of that. Both of these guys, and I personally believe that Harry is so far advanced, because what he does is he puts your profile, this is just my basic understanding, because I do not know as much as you know about this, that's for sure, because you actually have experienced it. I do not have his machine other than I have the hand scanner. That's it. I don't have the treatment device. And so what they do is they make a nutraceutical, or an infoceutical rather, that they ship to you that you drink.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch. They're sitting on my desk right here. That what they do is they expose water, structured water, to specific frequencies that are designed to basically resonate with specific organs in your body that actually need that targeted therapy. So it's like medicine that you drink, except it's just like vibrating water molecules that are vibrating at specific frequencies. It's a really cool idea.
It's fabulous. I think that the Nest Health, the advantage of Nest Health over everyone else in the energy medicine category is this. They've done apparently 30 years of research into finding out what the ultimate body would be at a certain profile. They measure you only against that. And that's with the hand scanner, right? And then they create what you need for that infoceutical. It's so much faster and simpler and easier than going and having to go to a clinic and lay down in a bed for 16 minutes and have the profile read. And so what Harry has is something that is really affordable and doable for everyone, whereas this other one is a more luxurious, higher end, dealing straight up with really intense disease problems and or super high performance.
These healing machines that you're talking about, like these futuristic beds that you would like lie on, are these things that you can buy, or do you got to like travel all the way to Italy to use them?
No, they can be purchased now directly from the company.
Really?
And you know how the stages go. Every company who produces in Europe, and all these things come out of Europe, except for Harry's stuff. And Harry, again, that's Europe, really Russia was the origin of it. But Harry is local, which is super cool, in the United States. And therefore, and he's actually, how many countries, did Harry tell you how many countries he's in right now?
No.
He's in like, I don't know, 27 countries or something already, providing those frequencies, because he can literally ship that across the border to anyone. They plug it in the computer, do this thing, email the profile, done. And they can start shipping to that person from within that country where they're producing the infoceuticals in the structured water, which is fabulous. So this machine here from Sequex is the name of the company, Sequex. It's actually Systemi, but the name of the product is Sequex. And there's no U there, just S-E-Q.
Oh, wait, was this the vest that you were wearing?
Yes, I was wearing a Sequex.
So you were actually walking around with it, with this treatment thing on your butt, because you were walking around, you showed up at lunch one day looking like somebody out of Star Trek, like you were wearing this vest, and that vest is using those same frequencies that you said is called a Sequex vest. Sequex.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah,
so Sequex. I see it. Yeah, Sequex. I'll link to this. So what does the vest do?
So the vest is not, you can't customize the vest to your personal signature. What the vest does, it has six different profiles within it. And it has this little computer that's not very big. It can even fit in your pocket. It's run on a battery that you have to charge up. And it puts through frequencies that support bone health, muscles, nervous system, regeneration, microcirculation, meditation, that kind of thing. And when you're wearing it, walking around, it's going through your whole spinal cord and nervous system network. And so it has these coils within the back of it, because it only goes on your back, right? Like a little backpack.
Right.
And around your shoulders. And so it's pulsing that gently into your system the whole time. You wouldn't want to drive with it on, but you could do really, I can go all day with it on. You don't need to have it all day, but it's a guaranteed way of getting treatment all the time, no matter where you are.
So it's a low intensity electromagnetic field that you're basically wearing. And it's as if you're wearing like this same therapy that you'd travel to Italy to lay on, that's based off these frequencies developed by Nikola Tesla, you would instead just be wearing these basically with just like a vest.
Correct. Yep, that's right.
Are they expensive?
That was not bad. It's around $1,500 US. It's the other ones, like a normal machine. I purchased several home care units, and I purchased a med unit. So to give you an idea of cost, €15,500 for the med unit, €3,500 for the home care unit, €1,400 for the probe. And so, you know, it does add up, but these things last a lifetime. So when you extrapolate, the cost of it out per day is very low and the benefit is very high.
Okay, so walk me through the stuff you use this for again. You said meditation, and what else?
Microcirculation, because it opens up all your whole microcirculation system is optimized when you're having the field go through your body. There's a regeneration that happens in your body, so your body wants to regenerate all the time. It's always building healthy new cells and you know, dealing with all the junk to get out of the system. It has a frequency for that. There's one that treats the autonomic nervous system. There's one that does muscles for making sure that your muscles are being, and it's not like a tense. It's not, you're not feeling movement from it. It's just opening up the cells specifically to that type of cellular structure. And then for bone health,
wow, you know,
getting your bones better. And there's many, many other profiles they have.
Where can you buy them?
You can buy them direct from Sequex. There's a person in Canada who has all the information. Her name is Kim and her sister Jackie, and they are able to, and I could hook you up and do an intro there so you can find out, you know, how somebody can get those things. Right now they cannot be bought and resold in Canada or United States right now. People can only just buy them personally because they're not registered as an official medical device in the United States or Canada. That is being worked on. Health Canada has actually traveled to their manufacturing facility in Italy. And the other really crazy thing about Sequex is every component and every piece has to be manufactured from scratch and assembled in Italy. This is how intense this guy is.
Wow.
So you can ask.
Dude, you need to connect me. I'm super interested in getting one of these. I'll have to try this out. So, by the way, for those of you listening in, I do only have a website, the Sequex website. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes over at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/IanClark2, if you want to listen into that. I also noticed that this guy, Bob Connolly, he has a whole like DVD that he's made called The Healing Field. And I assume in that DVD, he gets into explaining how exactly you can heal through the human energy fields.
Yeah, you're going to find that to be the plethora of the most deep information.
It's new. It just came out in 2016.
Well, and it's actually not even totally finished. He'd done a kind of like a teaser release.
Yeah.
But he has an event in Toronto every year. I'm not sure if he's having it this year because he was so caught up with so many things called Tesla Mania. And he has had, and where he actually plays his most updated documentary of that Healing Fields one to the audience. That's how these women, the way that Valeria was convinced to allow these products to be sold in North America. Yeah, he told me flat out, he says, you know what? I've had a lot of guys come by, you know, and I don't really trust them. He said, women, yeah, I trust them a lot more than men, you know, business-wise. He said, you know, one day these two women showed up from Canada named Kim and Jackie Sartor. And they saw Valerio being interviewed on the preview of the documentary at a Tesla Mania event. And they sat in the audience. They were the only ones who said, that's the one. That's it. That, look at that. We got to go see him. They literally booked a flight and went and saw him on their own. And it took 5 trips over there before Valerio had a comfort level with them and said, you know what? Okay, you convinced me. I'd actually like to work with you girls and help you. And let's start with Canada. And that opened up the doors. And that's how I ended up being able to buy it, first of all, in Canada. And then people have found out about it in the States. And now it can be purchased that way. But it is, you know, it's just a bit of a pain to go through that because it would be much nicer to buy from a vendor locally. But for now, that's the way it is.
Wow. Okay, cool. So we've got this vest that you can wear along with the mats. You could travel all the way to freaking Italy to lay down on. And then also, in addition to that, there was another thing that you told me about, and I think you referred to it as Marma points. And actually, after you told me about this, it's still sitting on my shelf. I still have to read it. I like cracked the cover, but it's called Marma Points of Ayurveda, the energy pathways for healing body, mind, and consciousness with a comparison to traditional Chinese medicine. And I wouldn't have bought the book unless you'd mentioned to me that I really needed to look into Marma points. So what do they have to do with all this?
So I learned about that firsthand in Italy in January of 2017 when I went over there to meet Valerio face-to-face. I was there for a week. And they had three doctors come in that are in Italy who have been using the Sequex probe in the Marma point therapy for a long time. They have fully developed the ability to put the Sequex probe with a very specific frequency designed for this, because they're hitting it right at the juncture where two or more types of tissue meet, like muscles and veins, ligaments, bones or joints, and they are able to run that energy through the body. It actually not only stimulates emotions, it stimulates a feeling within the body of the person that they know when it's finish that sequence in that pathway, and then they move to the next one. And these people on the table were having such interesting lifetime responses, from joy to sorrow to angry to whatever. And they were running it in there until, and the person actually was not able to totally control how they felt at all. And they have, it's so much evidence. And these are medical doctors. These are not like some, you know, an ND, and I have a huge respect for NDs because they are very advanced. But they're, you know, the medical doctors are much more skeptical going into things than an ND. NDs are more open to this kind of thing. So these are guys who have scrutinized it and totally were blown away with the results they were getting. Marma Point is just one of many different things they use it for. But that was the one I saw. That's why I mentioned it to you.
Okay, and, gotcha. So yeah. So what is a Marma Point?
Well, a Marma point is a juncture on your body. So if you're laying there where there's a significant connection, and you can look it up on in Ayurvedic medicine, where two or more, the more tissues meeting in that particular thing, like muscles, veins, ligaments, bones, and joints all in the same place, that's a major Marma point. So you're going to get the most communication. It's a point of communication that is going to be sent to the body. You know, a lot of times they were using pressure. Now we can go to the highest level of sophistication and put that energy medicine straight into that point, which then communicates to a certain segment of the body. That's why you have to move it around to be able to communicate to the whole body. So that's the layman's view of what it is.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but it sounds like it's very similar to what would be called like Chinese acupressure points or Chinese acupuncture points.
Very, very similar.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. It's kind of interesting how all this stuff flows together. This concept of moving away, for example, from using just acupressure or tapping or acupuncture or a lot of these kind of like old school ancestral methods of targeting these points, and instead doing some of the things that you're doing, which is delving into using things like electrical frequencies and low intensity frequencies like that to actually target these same points without you necessarily having to have some old Chinese medical practitioner follow you around and do acupressure on you, and you just wear a vest. It's kind of cool how we can blend ancestral wisdom with modern science like this. I like it. So in addition to that, you talked to me about some pilot tests that you're doing with a lot of this stuff. Can you fill me in on that?
Yeah, for sure. We'll go right there right away. I just wanted to bring up one more point that I was going to mention to you. I totally forgot. We both know Catherine Garceau.
Yeah.
Right. So I've known Catherine for 10 years now, and I watched her whole journey and progression to become who she is now, and the level of expertise she has in dealing with the body system in what she calls activation points and moving the body under pressure, like exercise stretching simultaneous. Right.
Right.
And I don't know have you ever had her give you a treatment?
No, she's actually reached out to me for a few times. We've never actually been able to hook up.
Oh, you're going to be so happy with it, because she knows how to re-coordinate your body. So if there's any kind of anything that may have happened trauma-wise that affected your coordination, but she can explain it better than I can. I'm not going to try to be an expert on what she does. I've just experienced, I've seen what she's done. So what I did is I asked her, I said, hey, would you be interested in using a Sequex home care device that she can take with her on the airplane? And she does take it with her everywhere, and have people lay on that and see the difference. So she did that. And what a difference. So she actually has one of the devices with her. I think she's in Los Angeles right now, and she's cruising around.
Her up. I'm flying down to Los Angeles this afternoon.
No way.
Yeah.
I'll look okay, her up. Definitely text her. Definitely text her. So, and she, you'll be very, very happy with where she's gone, because she was one of these other geniuses that took a look at all the different therapeutic things that people were doing and took the best of all of them and created her own thing.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know Catherine, she was an Olympic swimmer, wasn't she? She was part of like Canada's synchronized swimming team.
Yeah, they won the bronze for Canada in 2000, yeah. Which was like the gold because Canada had no chance of winning.
Yeah, she's got a book. It's called Swimming Out of the Water. I'll link to it for those of you who want to read it. She's actually a very interesting person. So she's been experimenting with this device as well, huh?
Well, she's been using it now. She actually met Valerio. She came to Toronto to a major session that they had up there just in the wintertime. And she's well-versed. She's such a great source of a resource of information otherwise for all kinds of health stuff. You know, she's just one of these girls who's, and she dedicated her life to it. You know, wow. She's amazing.
I'll look her up. I'm going down there to hang out with the cats at the human. Well, I'm racing the LA Spartan Stadium race down there, and then I'm going to this place called the Human Garage where they do like deep intensive fascial work. So I'll be there for 3 days, and then I'm doing a meditation course with a guy named Barry Morgulon down there. But I'll be just kind of hanging out in LA, so maybe I'll. Maybe I'll look up Catherine while I'm down there. What's this have to do with the pilot study that you're doing?
Well, so now we can get into the pilot study. So the actual pilot study was, it does tie into Sequex only as a nutrient. So I ran into some people from Europe about a year and a half ago, a little more than a year and a half ago now. And they had this stuff that they were ranting and raving about. And it was this Ayurvedic herb, very, very difficult to get, rare. One of a kind. Other people claim to have similar things that do absolutely nothing for you. And they were ranting and raving so much. And these are cool people. These are not like, you know, hippies from the back 40. These are people who are on the ground, and we all love the hippies. And I kind of was like that myself at one point. So the sophistication level of their research, I didn't understand the depth of it, but they kept telling me you need to pay attention to it because they saw that I was looking for the best of each category, and they have the number one glyconutrient in the world. Well, I took it, and I really didn't notice much. Now, I don't go by that so much because I have a very high level of health, so I don't really notice a lot of things I take. But I was thinking about something profound, and this stuff tasted like heaven. Most of the things that I've noticed that were really, really effective in the body didn't have a beautiful taste. And this is the kind of thing that you could eat anytime, anywhere, and totally love it, and it goes with anything. So that's rare. And I bought some, and then I told a couple of my friends about it. They bought a bunch, but they were also healthy people, and they didn't notice much. So it sort of dropped off the radar screen a bit. And then they reached out to me again later in 2016, and then again early in 2017. They came into California for the Expo West, and they had some of it with them. So I got engaged in conversations again. What had led up to this is what opened my eyes to be completely fried on how I did not realize how powerful this stuff was, but I just didn't have the opportunity. A friend of mine in Los Angeles, who was another health advocate for many, many, like 15 years almost, he had had an autoimmune deficiency problem. He had had different things he was battling with. Traditional Chinese medicine, mainly the Taoist stuff, was Ron Teagarden, keeping himself alive with that. And then he had sort of gotten to a place where he met a TCM guy in West Hills outside of LA, and the guy just gave him 4 weeks worth of herbal therapy and he was fine. And then he fell off the health wagon, went partying in Las Vegas for 2 years almost, got himself in a terrible situation again with his health, was eating whatever he wanted and partying and being a complete goof, ended up going to a spa and getting a flesh-eating fungal infection.
Holy cow.
You're familiar with, you know fungal, like toe fungus?
Yeah.
Right? And everybody has that. That's, you know, people.
Yeah, I've got a little bit on the bottom of my foot right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. So you're going to love this, okay, yeah. Because this ties into that too. But this guy thought, oh, I've just got this little, because I noticed when I hadn't seen him for almost 2 years, and he texted me out of the blue just when I was landing in L.A. And I said, hey, I'm actually in L.A. He goes, oh, man, let's get together. And I had 6 hours, so I drove over to his place, saw him, and he was limping when we went out to get something to eat. And I said, what's the problem? He goes, this is like in early February. And he goes, oh, I don't know. I got something on my foot. I don't know. So we didn't talk about it much. And then I saw him again before I left, and he was really in trouble because he had had this, he wasn't even able to put a sock and a shoe on anymore. Then I went home for a couple of weeks. I came back down to Los Angeles to go to Orange County for the Expo West. And I called him to see how he was doing. He goes, oh man, I'm in so much trouble. I got this thing. I've tried everything. And I had given him everything I knew of. You know, we have a special silver stuff and emu oil and plant sterile extracts and you name it. I gave it to him to try, and it would start to work and show a little bit of sign of improvement, and then it would just overcome it. And now what had happened when I got down there, the entire front of his right foot, from halfway up the foot all the way through the toes, the flesh had basically been eaten off by this fungus.
Oh, gross.
It was super gross. And this is, we're talking about a bloody mess. He can't have anything touch his foot. He's walking around, limping around inside the house on his heel. He had then gotten his left thumb pad, had gotten infected because it's infectious, because he was using his left hand to treat his right foot. And the whole pad had been eaten right off completely, and that was unbearable. So now he said, basically, I'm afraid I'm going to die, because he went to the doctor, and the medical doctor, which is our last resort, and in those cases, maybe should be a lot sooner than that, because I didn't even know how serious it was. He sure didn't. So here he was in this situation. The doctors are saying, okay, you're going to need 2 weeks of antibiotics, take 2 weeks off, 2 weeks of antibiotics on, because this is so deep embedded in his fungus. You're going to have to put on these topical treatments. They're liver damaging, but you got to do it. And it was going to take up to 36 months. They didn't say it was going to be 36, but they said up to 36 months average when they see this level of intense infection. Just like even toe fungus, how hard it is to get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
But this is way beyond that. So I was shocked. I was like, oh, I said, I'll tell you what, let me go to Expo West this weekend. I'll look for something. Maybe there's something new that deals with this fungal type of thing. And I went there and there was nothing. I met with my friends from Europe. They were there. And then we went out on the Sunday night, I called my buddy and I said, you know what? I was not able to find anything. He goes, well, I'm going to the hospital tomorrow morning then. That's it. So I went for dinner with my friends from Europe. We sat around and I actually confronted them. I said, listen, the reason that I haven't really taken up in an interest, because I didn't really notice anything. And number one, number two, it tastes like so beautiful. I love the product. It's great. But you guys rant and rave at a level that is sort of almost too good to be true. And it's a little bit of a turnoff for people, but I do believe you. I actually believe you, but my actions are not there to follow the belief yet. I said, just please don't tell me what it did for everybody else. Don't tell me about your diabetes type 2 studies that are clinical trials in Europe. And don't tell me about the Alzheimer. Don't tell me about those things. What did it do for you as an individual? Why are you personally, and how did you get into this? Because I'd never heard that story. So the guy told me, he said, I'll just make it real simple. Man, he said, I met my wife 5 years ago. I had all kinds of health problems. One of them was I had toe fungus on all my toes, and all 10 toenails every 3 months were coming off, just regular toe fungus. He said, she told me to take 4 tablespoons of this herb a day, which is a lot. And he said, I did it, and said within 7 months, which is a very long time, within 7 months, everything was completely well. All toe fungus was gone. All my health issues were gone. And he said, ever since then, I've had more energy in my life than I can imagine. Everything works so great. And this guy can stand there and talk for 8 hours straight at the top of his energy and never lose a second. I've never seen anything like it. So I went, okay, well, that's interesting. I said, I've got this guy now. I don't know if this would work for this guy because he's got something far worse than what you have. But I told him my story about my friend in LA that I just told you. And he goes, oh, well, I don't know. Give it a try. You know, I said, well, do you have any estimate how long? He says, well, I don't know. It was 7 months for me. Well, this guy hasn't got 7 days. Like he's just done going to the hospital tomorrow morning. So I said, do you guys have any product with you that I could buy? They go, yeah, let's go to the trunk. They had 152 bags of product that last a month each. So I said, you know what? Just sell it all to me. I'm going to give this a real try now. I'm actually going to take it seriously. So I bought all of it off of them. They were just laughing about that. And I sent them a PayPal. And then this is now 11:30 on the Sunday night. I'm heading, you know, Bo Eason. I'm heading to his event. I'm going to a power mastermind event in Santa Barbara, and I'm leaving Orange County. I phoned my buddy in LA. I said, okay, I'm heading your way. You're not going to want to believe me at this, but I think I might have something that's going to work for you. Oh, what is it? I said, well, it's the special Ayurvedic herb out of India. It's very rare. These friends of mine, I told him the little story to bring him up to speed on that. And I said, now when I get there and you try it, you're not going to like it because he did the body ecology diet for 6 years. No sugar, all bunch of fermented foods. No, nothing that would create sugar in his body. That's how intense this guy was in his original health days. So he knows that sugar feeds fungus, and people think this stuff is sugar, but it's not. It's got a glycemic index of 3. It's pure medicine. Now, I didn't know how much pure medicine there was at that time until I saw what happened in the next, which I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay.
So I go there. I take 8 months' supply to him. And on the way, I'm thinking, I cannot dare to tell him that it takes 7 months for my friend who just told me this. So I'm just going to tell him to take a full bag every day. Just crank it. Forget about the 4 tablespoons. Take 50 teaspoons a day. And that's what I'm going to tell him. So I get there. I told him that, and he goes, well, you're crazy. I said, no, this is, I asked those guys, if you could overdose, you can't. So I said, please just do this. And so he takes a teaspoon. He goes, oh, I can't do this. This is sugar. I said, no, it's not. If it was sugar, what would happen? If you would just ate a teaspoon of sugar, what would that do to your system? He said, well, my body's going to go crazy in 10 minutes. My heart's going to pound out of my chest, and it'll go the worst thing ever. I'll be comatose. I said, okay, let's just wait right here. 10 minutes goes by. Nothing happened. He goes, well, I can't believe that. Nothing. I don't even feel anything. I said, okay, all I'm asking you to do, please, don't go to the hospital tomorrow because they're going to give you antibiotics. They're going to totally compromise you, and you know that. And it may even kill you. And otherwise, this other thing is going to kill you if this doesn't work. I don't know if it's going to work, but at least give it a try. Give it at least, 1 or 2 days. So the next morning he woke up. I was at Bo's event. I never heard from him till that night. He phoned me. He goes, well, he says, I can sure tell you this isn't sugar. He says, I don't know what it is, but it didn't do anything and nothing helped. He said, I got great energy, but it didn't do anything. In fact, I think it made my fungus worse, just like I thought it would. And he was really kind of almost ignorant on the phone with me. And I had another day to go, and then I was going to come back on the Wednesday. So I said, look, Peter, you just do whatever you want. I don't care. I didn't charge you for it. If you don't want to keep trying it, I said, you're into it one day. Come on. I don't know why it got worse or why you think it got worse, but it is what it is. I said, would you just please try it again? He goes, well, I'll give it one more day. So on the Tuesday, he phoned me that night after I was out of that event. And he said, well, something interesting happened today. Everything is still looking the same bloody mess. It's still horrible. But he said the pain in my thumb completely went away, which didn't actually make sense because, when you lose your flesh, you're fully exposed to your nerves, right?
Yeah.
And he couldn't even touch a table or touch anything with that thumb without screaming and looking at his thumb for a minute while it's ringing. And it stopped hurting that day. And nothing else improved, but that happened. So I said, oh, that's kind of interesting. I said, I'm going to be back tomorrow afternoon at 3:00 on Wednesday, approximately in LA. So, hey, I'll just catch up to you then. You just do whatever you figure you want to do, right? Because I'm, forget it. I'm separating myself. He's going to do this or not. I got back on the Wednesday. He didn't go to the hospital. He was starting to feel a little bit better, like as far as it wasn't as bad. But there was very little change on Wednesday that I saw. His thumb still was not hurting. Thursday, a little bit more of a change. And then on Friday, when he took the dressing off of his hand, he said, hey, look at that. It looks like there might be skin growing on my thumb. So I went, okay, cool. I had to go down to Orange County because I've got a business partner in Orange County now. That we're building a big platform with for all these top level products that are under a different brand to get it out into the sort of the mass market. So I had to go down there at multiple meetings and he came with me. I said, you must just hang out with me. I don't know. Are we running out of time, Ben?
No, we're fine. I want to hear this story. Because you had me try some of this stuff when we were at CHS and it knocked my socks off. So I definitely wanted to work it into this podcast. So keep going.
Yeah, well, I should have sent you some between then and now so you could have really experienced it.
I know, but, you bastard.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So what happened then? He's traveling with me. And I got this like totally gimped up guy going, with me. But it was fine. And he kind of hung out in the hotel room when I was out in the business meetings. And every day he was doing good. And just to fast forward this, on day number 8, so That started on the Monday morning, on the Wednesday morning. I guess it was a full 8 days of this. On the Wednesday morning, he had no more pain in his foot. He was able to put a sock on. His thumb was way into the healing process. He kept he was cranking a full month every day. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to ask you to do something that I wouldn't do. I said, I will do the same. So every day I was at Bo's event, and every day following, I was eating a bag myself, which is a lot. And I didn't need it. But, you know, as I found out, my body did not require that much, you know, because you take way less. It was just sort of a waste of money for me. But I did that. And he, on day number 14, he was 100% healed. You could not see a single thing wrong with any part of his body. All the skin had grown back, his thumbprint, everything. And when that happened, I was completely blown away at that, because I watched that happen lifetime. Neither of us even knew for sure that anything would happen. We should have choreographed it. I have one picture of his thumb from the beginning. That was it. He was so embarrassed at having this problem around his health friends that he had let this happen to him. He wouldn't even go out of the house or see people. His girlfriend hadn't seen him in like probably 4 weeks at that point. When she saw him afterwards, not only did his whole body heal, his face was glowing like the sun. He was super, super happy and thankful and said, "You just saved my life." I said, "I didn't save anybody's life. All I know is that we ran into the right stuff at the right time in the right circumstance. And my eyes are now open to the power of this stuff. I had no clue, because this stuff doesn't heal anything. What it does is it's raw material that your body consumes. Because I phoned these guys in Europe and I told them what happened. They said, "Well, how much did you have him take?" I said, "Well, I just was inspired to tell him take a month a day." And he goes, "That's crazy. We've never heard of anybody taking that much." And then I told them how it went. And they were like, "Okay, we thought we had something cool." And I said, "Now you guys, Random Rave, is far beyond that now. Now I've seen it live time." But I said, "Okay, so what is the actual mechanism?" They said, "The mechanism is very simple. You consume that, your body's a chemical factory. It makes all these chemicals from that raw material. One of the biggest ones it makes is glucuronic acid in your liver. That goes out, goes after fungus, goes after heavy metals, goes after infections. And it allows your body to use that as raw material to produce the chemicals. That's it." I went, "Well, that's pretty simple." And they said, "On top of that, it's a super energy for your brain. It makes your brain work far superior. It gets every part of your, like, this stuff is the coolest stuff ever." At this point right now, I take a heaping tablespoon in the morning, and sometimes I take some before I go to bed, because it actually helps you have a better sleep.
What is it exactly?
So we haven't rolled it out yet, okay? We're calling it a very unique name. Have you ever heard of a Gordian knot?
Yeah, that's like the mythological knot that cannot be untied, right?
Right. It's a super complex thing that gets, so it's the solving of a Gordian knot type of thing. So we're looking for a name that has something around that, because it's this, or it could be called a paradox. A paradox is when you're looking at something, you think you're 100% sure of something, but it's exactly the opposite. It's like completely way beyond so that's what happened to me. I went through this. By the time you met me, I'd already gone through that. That's why I was so excited about it when I was there. And I can't come across like jumping up and down with excitement, because then I become a ranting and raver. And then I turn people off. So I just had to stay chill, stay cool. You know, "Here, try this," you know?
Right.
Right? And that's how it goes. And you know how great it tastes. You've experienced that.
Yeah, but I mean, what's it from? What is it?
So there's,
or are you allowed to say?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can say what it is.
Okay.
So what we're doing right now is, because there's a very limited supply in the world, we have an agreement in place where I am under a fairly significant non-disclosure with the people in Europe.
Okay.
Because we're searching for a proper brand, and it comes from the south part of India. It's 100% certified organic, but it's also wildcrafted. Just because something is wildcrafted does not mean it's clean. So they had to go, and they spent years and years developing. Now, the gentleman who married the woman, she came from a family who had enough resources that she could travel, and she loved India. She just went to India. She has developed many other things from India. She was, you know, she's got an English accent. She's total sweetheart and dedicated her whole life to these things. And so she went down and she discovered the power of this stuff. It was buried amongst many things that they call Palmyra. And Palmyra is an adulterated product that has all these different sugars in there. And they present it as something that is healthy for you, like coconut sugar that has a high glycemic, things like that, that there's no way if you take those, they would have killed my friend. You know, he wouldn't have healed at all. But this stuff is the pure medicine from a very specific strain of a 90-foot high palm tree. And it has to be harvested and completely produced in a very short time frame in a very specific manner in order to turn it into the medicine that it is. Because there's a certain component within this medicine that does the major work. The rest of it, so it's actually a food herb. You can eat as much as you want. You can never harm yourself with it.
I like that.
But what I learned is that the more I ate, if I didn't need it, I was wasting money. So why would I do that?
Wow.
And this is not one of those things where less is better. If you got a problem to deal with, more is better, and even way more is way better. It's the craziest thing.
Wow. Okay. So will you be able to tell me when this stuff is available, if I can put like a link in the show notes or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's not even in fulfillment yet. We have major amounts of this being shipped across the ocean as we speak.
I'm super interested in getting my hands on this stuff, along with that vest. You got to kind of meet with the vest folks too. So we'll make it happen, man. Every time I talk to you, I have like this list of things I need to look into, which I love. Like it's part of living like an adventurous, limitless life, being able to tap into all this stuff that cats like you are traveling around the globe and hunting down. So we're kind of running short on time, Ian, but for those of you listening in, trust me, Ian will let me know once this heavenly tasting superfood that he's found is available. And once he does, I'll put a link to it over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/IanClark2. I also have some resources in the show notes for you about everything from all of Ian's superfoods and nutrients that he's discovered before this stuff, like his marine phytoplankton, a bunch of oils that he's developed. He's got some really cool stuff. I'll put a link to his website over in the show notes. I'll put a link to this film, The Healing Field, and all the magnetic stuff we talked about, including the website for the folks that make this electromagnetic frequency vest. Catherine Garceau's book and my other two podcasts with Ian. I'll put all that over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/IanClark2. Ian, dude, thanks for coming on the show and sharing all this stuff with us, man. You are once again a fascinating wealth of information.
I just love coming on your show, Ben. I really appreciate you reaching out to me and offering this and sharing all this with your audience. It's been great.
I know, man. I gotta make sure I avoid you at conferences, because it fills my mind, boggles my mind, all these new things that you can try to optimize the body and brain. I love it, though. I love it. It's a love-hate relationship in terms of my pocketbook versus my performance. But either way, man, I dig your stuff. So again, folks, bengreenfieldfitness.com/IanClark, the number 2, if you want to access the show notes, IanClark2. And until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Ian Clark of Activation Products, signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have a healthy week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.